Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone and Roy Blunt Jr. are tied for first, Peter. Each has 3 points. Amy Dickinson has 2.
All right. Amy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Here we go. After talks at the White House on Wednesday, President Obama held a joint press conference with blank.
Hamid Karzai.
Right. A 9-year-old Dutch boy was the sole survivor of Wednesday's plane crash in blank.
Libya.
Right. At an event on Tuesday, Michelle Obama rolled out the White House plan featuring 70 ideas to end child blank.
Obesity?
Right. This week, the Los Angeles City Council approved a boycott of blank unless its new immigration policy is repealed.
Arizona.
Right. California Democratic Party Chairman John Burton issued a statement denying he had said bleep you to a reporter. In fact, he had said blank.
Bleepity blank you.
No, he said go bleep yourself. On Wednesday, it was reported that photos of a second prototype of the blank had been posted online.
The new iPhone?
Right. Because of a neck injury, blank dropped out of the Players' Championship last weekend.
Tiger Woods.
Right. And by neck injury, we mean an injury to his neck. A fugitive who was found and arrested by police in Cancun, Mexico, after he blanked, pled guilty this week to fraud charges.
He was arrested, charged for fraud.
Lightning.
His trousers.
He was arrested in Cancun after he updated his Facebook status.
Oh,
what's
man.
The fun of stealing $200,000 if you can't brag about it to your friends?
Wow.
Police easily found Maxi Sopo in Cancun by following his status updates. Things got even easier. This is true after Mr. Sopo friended a former Justice Department official. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
6 correct answers, Peter, for 12 more points. Amy now has 14 points and the lead.
Well done, Amy. Congratulations. We have flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go next. Here we go, fill in the blank. Executives from BP, Halliburton, and Transocean appeared before Congress this week, each blaming the others for the recent blank.
Oil spill.
Right. At a town meeting in Buffalo, New York, President Obama talked about his plan to create blank.
Create a jobs bill.
Right. The Thai general who broke ranks to aid protesters known as the blanks was shot by a sniper on Thursday.
Oh, the protesters known as the blanks. I don't know what the protesters are called. Let's say they're called the Taiwan owns.
No, they're called the red shirts. Drug dealers and farmers in Afghanistan were hit hard this week when an unknown disease began wiping out fields of blank.
Opium.
Right, or poppies, yes. Poppy. A Chinese judo champion who failed a drug test blamed her positive test on blank.
On her opponent who had smeared, had wrestling. You pick up
she blamed it on too many pork chops.
Oh.
After undergoing surgery to replace a heart valve, host of The View blank thanked fans for their good wishes.
Barbara Walters.
Right. To correct a glitch, this week's engineers at blank temporarily deleted all of their users' followers.
MySpace.
No, Twitter. A teacher in Germany is suing one of her students for the trauma she suffered when the student terrorized her with blank.
Terrorized her with a saying, no more teachers, no more rude. little rhyme.
No.
Mean
terrorized
rhyme.
Her by drawing a picture of a bunny on the chalkboard.
Oh.
You see, this teacher had a phobia of rabbits.
Ah.
And instead of doing something even more sinister, like reading Watership Down over the loudspeaker or scattering a pile of raisinettes under her chair, the student played it straight and drew a little bunny on the blackboard. The student explained, we wanted to see if she would really freak out. Turns out the teacher did, but not nearly as badly as she did later when she met her attorney, Harvey. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 11, but Amy still has the lead with 14 points.
All right, then.
No, wait.
How many does Paula need to win?
6 correct answers.
6.
Let me just say, this kid must have been a heck of an artist.
To create a bunny frightening enough.
Right, to make maybe a bunny, enough bunny looking.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
6. You need 6 to win. 6.
I got to get 6.
Here we go.
I'm on
this
it.
Is for the game. Fill the blank. The FBI searched several homes in the Northeast this week as part of their investigation into the attempted bombing at blank.
Times Square.
Right. After being hospitalized with a mild stroke, the son of blank was reported to be alert and communicating.
Biden.
Right. The Red Cross launched relief efforts in Oklahoma after this week's deadly blanks.
Tornadoes.
Right. Acting and singing legend blank died last Sunday night at the age of 92.
Lena Horne.
Right. During a restaurant stop in Buffalo, New York on Thursday, a customer greeted President Obama saying blank.
Hi.
No. She said to the president, "You're a hottie with a smoking little body." That's what she said. At age 88, Betty White became the oldest person ever to host blank.
Saturday Night Live.
Right. Sweden's royal court has made a desperate plea to the nation's armed forces to supply the palace guards with blank.
Guns.
No, pants. As part of their preparations for Crown Princess Victoria's upcoming wedding, the royal court ordered appropriate uniforms for its guards, but the uniform pants did not arrive. Even more guards are arriving in May, but the pants are not expected to arrive until August. So the court has sent a desperate letter to the armed forces asking to please, for the love of everything holy, send them some pants. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
She needed 6 correct answers to win, Peter, but Paula had just 5 correct answers.
Oh, so close.
With 14 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's
champion. Well done.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Nice. Hey.